Hi, I'm Ahwan, a junior doctor with an interest in ophthalmology. This is I Revise Ophthalmology, the medical revision podcast that's easy to listen to. In this week's episode, we'll be covering cataracts. Don't forget to download the visual aid for this episode. You can find the link to this in the description above. So, what is cataracts? Well, it's a condition where you get opacification or clouding of the lens, and it's the most common cause of blindness worldwide. And according to WHO, it's actually responsible for 51% of reversible blindness worldwide. Cataracts can affect people of all ages, but they're particularly prevalent in elderly patients. And cataracts can be found in 75% of people over the age of 65. The clouding or the opacification in the lens occurs as a result of protein aggregation in the lens. And diagnosis of cataracts is by history and examination with a slit lamp. We're going to recap a little bit of relevant anatomy. So, like I've mentioned, the lens is what's affected in cataracts. And the lens is a biconvex structure which helps to guide and focus light onto the retina. And you can split the lens anatomically into three parts. You have the lens nucleus, which is the middle aspect. You have the lens cortex, which is the outer part. And then you have the lens capsule, which is a membrane that surrounds the lens. You can think of it kind of like an apple with the core, the yellowy flesh, and then the apple skin. And different types of cataracts affects different parts of the lens. There are quite a few risk factors for cataracts, and we've already mentioned one of the most significant ones, which is age. But other important risk factors for developing cataracts are things like diabetes, steroid use, particularly topical steroid drops in your eyes, and also smoking. Cataracts can be classified into either acquired or congenital. Now, acquired is the most common cause, and it can be something associated with aging. Conditions that contribute towards cataracts are things like trauma, metabolic disorders, and certain medications. Other factors shown to be linked with developing cataracts are smoking, alcohol use, and exposure to UV radiation. Congenital cataracts is something that needs urgent referral. This will require surgical management to prevent permanent visual loss. Congenital cataracts is something that is screened for during the newborn examination, and it's picked up by an absence of the red reflex. Congenital cataracts develops from exposure to toxins during development, and these toxins can be from intrauterine infections, the most common one being rubella. Other infections that can contribute towards the development of a cataract are things like toxoplasmosis, cytomegalovirus, and herpes simplex. Congenital cataracts can also be part of a genetic or inherited syndrome. So, like I've mentioned, there are different types of cataracts which affect different parts of the lens, and the symptoms can vary according to the type of cataract someone has. But you should be aware of three of the main types, and that's nuclear, cortical, and posterior subcapsular cataracts. All right, let's look at the clinical features of cataracts. Usually picked up by opticians long before the patient will complain of any symptoms. And when they do complain of symptoms, the kinds of things they usually complain of is a gradual worsening of their vision over time. And sometimes they might say their vision feels blurry or cloudy. Some patients might complain of experiencing a glare when looking at lights, especially at night time. And sometimes patients can see halos. Learn to recognize some of the phrases that patients use to express their symptoms. Phrases such as, "Doctor, I can't read my book or see the television as well as I used to." Or, "Doctor, I find it really difficult to drive at night. The lights hurt my eyes." When you're examining someone with cataracts, there are a few signs that you might pick up. One we've already mentioned, you may see a reduced red reflex. And if you look closely, preferably with a slit lamp, you will notice some clouding or a opacification in the lens. How do we manage patients with cataracts? Well, mild symptoms are usually managed conservatively, and this includes addressing the lifestyle factors that might be contributing, such as optimizing diabetic control, quitting smoking, and reducing exposure to UV radiation. When symptoms start impacting on the patient's lifestyle, that's when we'd start considering surgical options. The most common procedure used to correct someone's cataracts is called phacoemulsification. And this is a procedure where most of the old lens is removed using ultrasound, and it's replaced with a new artificial lens. It's a relatively quick procedure, and it can be done under local anesthetic. All surgical procedures carry a risk of having some complications, and it's no different for the surgical treatment of cataracts. You should be aware of these risks so that you can counsel a patient. And counselling patients about surgical risks and complications is a really common OSCE station. So, what are the risks and complications associated with cataract surgery? Well, typically it would be damage to local structures, infections, and also with cataracts, you can get recurrence of the cataract. Something called posterior capsular opacification is a very common complication, and this develops usually after a repair of a cataract, and patients will present saying that they feel like their cataract is returning, and treating this is simply with laser capsulotomy. Infection's always a risk with surgeries, and the infection associated with a cataract surgery is called endophthalmitis. It's an infection of the eye, and it's a very severe complication that can result in visual loss. And you treat this using intravitreal antibiotics. So, now we're at the test yourself portion of the episode. I'm going to be asking you a few questions based on the content we've just covered. And don't worry if you can't answer them all. You can always go back and listen to the episode again. So let's go. Question one. Explain cataracts to a patient in layman's terms. Question two. Can you name any modifiable risk factors of cataracts? Question three. What maternal infections can cause congenital cataracts? Question four. When examining, what features would you expect to see in a patient with a cataract? Question five. What is the name of the most common surgical procedure used to treat cataracts? I hope you did well in those questions and managed to answer them all. But like I said, don't worry if you didn't. You can always go back and re-listen to the episode. But now let's go through the answers. So, question one, explain cataracts to a patient in layman's terms. Well, you can simply say that there is a structure in the eye called the lens, and you get clouding of the lens due to age-related changes. Question two, can you name any modifiable risk factors of cataracts? So, we've mentioned quite a few risk factors. The modifiable risk factors would be things like stopping smoking, optimizing your diabetic control, and stopping the use of steroids, reducing your alcohol consumption, and reducing your UV radiation exposure is also a modifiable risk factor. Question three, what maternal infections can cause congenital cataracts? The most common infection that causes cataracts is rubella, but you can also get it from toxoplasmosis, cytomegalovirus, and herpes simplex virus. There are more infections that can cause congenital cataracts, but just remember one or two of the ones that I've just mentioned. Question four. When examining, what features would you expect to see in a patient with a cataract? You'd expect to see a reduced red light reflex, and you'd also expect to see some clouding or some opacification of the lens when examining using a slit lamp. Question five. What is the name of the most common surgical procedure to treat a cataract? The name of that procedure is phacoemulsification. I hope that you did well in that quiz. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of I Revise Ophthalmology. I hope you found this episode helpful and interesting. And if you enjoyed the podcast, well then tell your friends and join me in the next episode where we'll be covering glaucoma. I've been Ahwan and this was I Revise Ophthalmology. Don't forget to share and subscribe. See you next time.